Get out of here, Dewey.
What are y'all doing in here?
It's called cocaine, and you don't want no part of this shit.
Cocaine? What's it do?
It turns all your bad feelings into good feelings. It's a nightmare.
I'm thinking maybe I'd like to try me some of that cocaine.
Who's got Oye tonight in Atlanta? Swear to God, pop-up podcast. This is what we're doing, man.
It's new. It's innovating. It's different. There's no schedule. There's no schedule to this shit.
Yeah, let's do it. All right. Hold on. It's Host God Oye. Swear to God, pop-up podcast. What do you know? We're here. We're back, man. Can we do it? Let's do it. Fuck it. First thing I want to talk about, I got offered cocaine. Coke. That white girl, that snow bunny. I got, hey, it's the first, it was the first for a lot of things recently, but that was pretty amazing and subtle. And now I see how people get hooked on cocaine. It's oh man, I'm in a spot, right? I'm at work. I'm working. Of course, we won't say no names, but it's we'll just call her Sarah. It's Sarah's birthday, right? Sarah's with my homegirl. She's a friend of a friend. She's my homegirl's friend, and we taking shots. We're sharing hookah back and forth. My nigga Wes was in the building. I might have passed her the weed. I'm not sure. I think I did. And she said, "You want some coke?" Now listen, people, America, you gotta listen to me real quick, right? I know I ain't talked to y'all in a minute, but it caught me off guard, to say the least, right? So I smiled it, like I'm, like right now, like I'm smiling and I'm laughing. I'm like, what? Said you want some coke? No, thank you. That's all I can come up with. Remember Jay said, a gun at your face and that's all you could come up with? All I could come up with was, no, thank you. No, I don't, no, no, thank you. No, no. Kevin Hart, no. Right? And we went right back to the party. I didn't think about it. I wasn't paying attention. Really. And we went right back to the party and we kept going and we kept drinking. We took some more shots. I think it was Henny. I think I was on Henny at that night. And me and Sarah kept taking Henny. Drinking Henny. So then we like, all right, it's 3 o'clock in the morning. And like the whole squad, the whole crew is like, yo, I know we not done. Where else we going? And I'm like, all right, this is Atlanta. You know what I mean? I just finished tearing down Alibi, and every night the party till 6 in the morning is at 1 ATL. So I'm like, yo, we can go to 1. I bet. So we set it up. They get the table and the bottle, you know, so it's no problem. We get over there. Malik at the door. Malik, what up? We got the bottle ready. All right, back up. So we go in. And then I get I've been feeling you for a minute. I'm fucking with you. I heard you single. What's up? All right. I'm not remembering that this is the same Sarah that offered me coke earlier. Right? So I'm like, yeah, okay, bet. Okay, we go to the crib. You coming with me? Oh, I'm coming with you. Coming with me? All right, bet. And we you know, we get back to the crib. And long story short, like, we fall asleep like two cousins from the Bronx. I got a lot of cousins that I grew up with, and we had to share beds back in the day. If you grew up in a family, we had to share beds. It didn't matter how many people was in the bed, you slept head to feet. That's how you slept. And that's how me and Sarah fell asleep in my bed. Yeah. And then when we got up the next day, like, I woke up, I was still like on some wake up shit. That Henny was still in me. I felt Sarah was still in the bed, but then like some moments later, I heard my front door close, then I heard my screen on my front door close. I was like, oh, okay, she left. But there was no, like, goodbye or nothing. And at first, I was like, yo, I brought you to the house. You could at least, you know, you could at least suck the nigga dick before you just, you know, before you fell asleep last night or before you woke up this morning. You could have gave a nigga a little head before you left just for the thank you. Like, that lift wasn't cheap, right? And then she was gone. Then I thought about it. I was like, did you really want to fuck the coke whore though? Like, you probably, God was on your side with that. You was making that henny. You was making a lot of henny decisions, and God was like, no, don't do it. We're not gonna let you fuck the motherfucker that offered you coke. Like, you know, until you realize that was the same person that offered you coke, then you're gonna go, oh shit, thank you. And that's exactly what I did. After I thought about it, I said, oh shit, thank you. Because not only did I not want any coke, I don't even want that on my resume. I don't want to fuck the coke whore. I don't even want that on my resume. If there's anybody that I fucked in the past that did coke, I have no idea that they did the coke. No idea that they did it. So it don't count. I can't count that on my resume. I don't know nobody that did coke, if that makes sense, or does coke. Present tense. Right? So that's what's going on, man. Host God Oye. Swear to God, pop-up podcast. What time is it? It is now, it's almost 4 o'clock in the morning. My flight from Montego Bay. Give it up. Yep. Give it up. Make some noise. Clap your hands. I leave from Montego Bay, Jamaica, in a few hours. I'm about to head to the airport in a second to get all that taken care of. My homie is getting married, and the future Mr. and Mrs. Love the way Host God rocks a party. So me and my brother E-Class are going down to Montego Bay, Jamaica, to host their wedding on Saturday. But it's also like a mini vacation, and it's like a mini getaway. I'm going through a breakup right now. Yeah, going through a breakup. That's why I told the first story about the cocaine. That was after the breakup. That happened yesterday, day before yesterday, something like that. And the breakup happened like 3 days ago. And yeah, it sucks. I told my peoples about it. They all said it sucks. They all know, you know, how I give it up when I'm in a relationship and all that good shit. But it just didn't. Sometimes things don't work out. That's the biggest learning I think I had to do from that relationship. It was like a 6-month relationship. But I think the biggest learning I had to do was sometimes things don't work out. Things aren't meant to be. We had some differences, some different perspectives. There was a difference in age, and all that good stuff. And I'm big on energy, right? Shout out my partner Bronze, my brother Bronze. We talk about energy a lot, and I'm big on energy. And when the energy is not right for me, like, I feel it instantly. Like, when the energy is right, being that I'm big on energy, I try to make sure I keep, especially in a relationship, I try to make sure I keep my energy A1. I try to keep my energy above par, right? So, you know, whatever I got to do to keep the energy right, whether it's send a text or make a phone call or, you know, hit the lift and pull up or whatever I got to do. You know, I am the host guy, so I host a lot of parties, and I made it known that this is my lady. Everybody that I know, all my, you know, all my party friends, all my associates, all my brothers, my sisters, all my family down here in the A, I make sure them know, like, yo, this is my lady. Like, everybody know. But I make sure I give that energy up. You know what I mean? And, you know, there were times when her energy was off for whatever reason. I'm not saying I'm not perfect. I am not perfect. There are some things that I think are super wrong more than others, but that's just my perspective. You know what I mean? Like, when a woman has a perspective and go, no, this is wrong and this is wrong. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not even going to let it get to that other wrong shit, but this to me right here is wrong. And so we have some differences in that mind, but, you know, regardless of that, it's like, listen, if the energy is going to be right, if we alive and we together and we wake up, okay, let's try to, you know, we could fix yesterday, but let's get that energy right. The energy just wasn't right for whatever reason. And it was like, nah, you know what? Before we go any further with this, like, let's, in my opinion, let's just nip this in the bud right now, because it hasn't, from my perspective, hasn't gotten better, and doesn't seem like it can get better. So let's just, you know what, let's just part ways. And shout out to her, her and her family. Dope woman, dope family. I know she's gonna do big and beautiful things on this planet, but at the end of the day, it just wasn't, I don't think it was meant to be. I don't think it was for me. I think that time period and those lessons learned were what they were supposed to be. You know, that was another relationship where I was strictly monogamous, never cheated, fully committed, fully faithful. And I think for me, it's just, you know, learn to continue that regardless of how whatever relationships end. Just give my all and hope that in return I get whatever woman I'm in a relationship, I get her all, and then we'll see, you know, what happens after that. But yeah, that was going through that. And then, so we're gonna celebrate that when I get to Jamaica, when I get to Montego Bay in the morning, you know, the bride to be. I'll probably do a podcast from the beach down there. No, I am gonna do a podcast. We're gonna get back heavy. With the Patron. We're gonna get back heavy with the podcast. So I go out tonight. Shout out my brother DJ Mono. I go out tonight after the whole coke situation. I'm still thrown off by that, but meet this young woman tonight. Cute, very respectful with the shit. You know, we in the section. Shout out my brother Jay Sherm. We was at a Red Martini earlier. Ladies Land on Wednesday. It's a dope vibe. After we left Sweet, of course. The crab legs, the hookahs and all that. And me and Mono went over there. We got the little section and we had the Patron was flowing. We had the hook on deck. And Jay Sherm had some girls. He walked us in. He had some girls with him. So one of the girls drove in the section and we was vibing and all that. And I'm like, okay, all right, we vibing. I think she said she was in Aries or something like that when we got into the conversation from Baltimore. And we vibing and we sharing hookahs. I'm making sure she got drinks, I got drinks, Bono got drinks. Everything was good. And I'm like, okay, the vibe is right. Again, I'm back new. Like, I'm back new out here in the streets. So I might not be all the way on top of my game the way I should be. But I thought the vibe was right. And nothing. Like, she smoked the hookah up. Da, da, da. And this reminded me on why, like, I like being in a relationship. Because I don't have to go through the... Like, imagine supplying somebody with all the drinks that they can drink till they get to their point of not being sober. And all the smoke, all the hookah smoke they could smoke, and all the vibes. Like, we was dancing, I was helping her up, helping her down, and you know, it was a dope vibe. And then when we got to the end of the night, right? And I go to pull up my phone just to be like, all right, well, let's at least keep contact. See if we can get the extended vibes, or if you know, want to come out to wherever I'm at and we can keep this vibe going. And she kind of looked at me and the phone and kind of turned the back to that. That threw me off. It's single shit. I got to relearn this single shit. You know what I mean? Like at this point, I have to own who I am. Like, I am Host God Oye in this town. in this city, in this world. I am the host, God. I am one of the best MCs to ever touch a microphone in the party. Right? No disrespect to nobody else that has done it before me. The people that you know of and heard of. Yeah, that's dope. But mano y mano, man for man, I'm dead nice. But I'm out there and I'm just chilling. And we vibing. I'm vibing with Shorty. And then it was nothing at the end. And I was like, all right, I'm going to have to go through this process a little. Because when you come out of a relationship, you got to, like, there's some trial and error. You got to find your, inner hole. Again. Y'all know how I do, man. You know how I say what I say when I say it. But look, Post God Oye, Swear to God Pop-Up Podcast. I don't know what we're going to call this one. Shout out my brother BT. Congratulations to BT. Just got engaged to his fiance. Shout out to you. They finna get married in a minute. Hopefully I'll be hosting a wedding or something like that. Who knows? Who knows? I'm BT's favorite host too, so who knows? Hit me on the gram, man, at HostGod, at Tonight in Atlanta. Don't forget the Tonight in ATL app for anything and everything entertainment related in the ATL. That app is on the Google Play Store right now. You can go on my Android family, right? We're working on the iPhone side, on the Apple side, but my Android family, you can get the app right now. Tonight in ATL, just like it's spelled. Tonight in ATL, go get the app right now. Shout out to everybody that's fucking with the dirty clothes, that drip, everybody that has purchased or worn or supported in any capacity, any way. I love you. I appreciate you. Thank you. I told my nigga Wes this year we're gonna get the first million. This year I got 6 months to do it. I gotta touch my first million. 2019. Me and my people, me and my team. So thank you for all that. That Pretty Girl Party record will be on your streaming platforms shortly. Shout out DJ Father Scott, DJ Mono, DJ T-Rock, DJ E-Class, DJ Cypher, J1, Poster Child, J1. Shout out to all my niggas that's fucking with me and already fucking with the record. They got it in their Serato, got it in their rotation, and they playing it. Thank you. Going to do it bigger and better. I think we're doing Cancun in like 2 or 3 weeks to shoot the visuals for that. So that should be dope. Montego Bay this weekend. We're still working on Essence to get to Essence next weekend. So it's all love. It's all vibes. It's all good stuff, man. Host God Oye, Swear to God Pop-Up Podcast. Yeah.